One of the most important areas of Scripture, I believe, is to understand the sanctity of life from conception in the mother's womb to the end of life. And when we read the Word of God, there are several passages in the Old Testament and several in the New Testament that teach the sanctity of human life from the womb. When we look at Psalm 139, the psalmist will pick up, I'll pick up in the middle of the psalm, the psalmist is talking about getting away from God's presence, and he feels that it might be so dark that God would not be able to see him. But he then goes on, Vomar achoshek yeshufenu. If I should say the darkness will envelop me, and the night will be light about me. In other words, even the night will be light because God created the night and the day. And then he goes on, indeed, darkness will not cause itself to be dark from you, because the night as the day will shine as light, as darkness as light. In other words, darkness and light are the same to the Lord. And so the darkness could never hide us or conceal us from his presence. And then in verse 13, he says, But you fashioned me in my mother's womb. You fashioned literally my kidneys in my mother's womb, and you knit me together in the womb of my mother. Notice clearly the psalmist is saying that you, O Lord, created my inner being in my mother's womb, and you fashion me, knit me together in the womb of my mother. He goes on in verse 14, I will praise you because wonderful are your works, and my soul knows that exceedingly. For my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, when I was knit together, literally embroidered, in the lowest parts of the earth. My frame was not hidden from you in my mother's womb, but you were there with me, and you were creating my arteries and everything about me. You were knitting it together. My embryo, your eyes saw. Gomi ra'u einecha. In other words, my embryo, your eyes saw in my mother's womb and upon your book, all of them were created. Days were fashioned, and there was not one of them. In other words, you not only knit together my inner being in my mother's womb, but you fashioned the days of my life before I was born. You determine what my days would be like a potter fashioning a vessel, a clay vessel. And so this text beautifully speaks of the Lord being able to see in the darkness of the mother's womb, and even through the embryo, to fashion our interior being. What a beautiful text teaching the sanctity of life from the mother's womb. And even the very days of my life, the psalmist says, were fashioned, and there was yet not one of them. So we see the beautiful sanctity of the soul at conception and the Lord's creative work in forming and molding this human being in the womb of the mother, and even determining his days. What a beautiful, beautiful text on the sanctity of life from the womb. And then in Jeremiah chapter 1, Jeremiah receives his call as a prophet before he was born. Notice, before I formed you in the womb, I chose you, or literally, I knew you intimately before I fashioned you. And he uses the same Hebrew word of a potter, fashioning Jeremiah in the womb. And I intimately knew you. And before you came forth from the womb, I sanctified you to be a prophet to the nations. In other words, before I was born, Jeremiah is saying, and he's quoting the Lord here, before I came forth from the womb, I was set apart in a special way to be a prophet to the nations. And the potter, the Lord himself, was busy at work in the womb, preparing Jeremiah for this ministry. Again, we see the great sanctity of life. A prophet being called and prepared before birth to carry out the will of the Lord. The word seed often appears in the Hebrew Bible. The Lord says to Abraham, for example, that in your seed I will bring a blessing. And that seed from Abraham comes through Isaac. And so it's a special seed that's destined for a blessing. Again, showing the sanctity of that seed having a future outside of the womb that starts and begins at conception, and even is spoken of predictively as to how the Lord would bless all peoples in the seed of Abraham. And when we think about the great soteriological and Christological fulfillment, that from the womb of Sarah, that seed was destined to bring forth the Messiah. And so we see again the importance of and the beauty of the sanctity of human life and of the soul in the seed right at conception, and God's purpose to carry out his salvation program to bless all nations in Abraham. We also, as we come to the New Testament, in the Gospels and in the Epistles, have similar great teaching concerning the sanctity of life from the womb. For example, in the Gospel of Luke, when Mary visits Elizabeth, we are told that Mary was pregnant, the Virgin Mary, with the Lord Jesus, and Elizabeth was pregnant with John the Baptist. And when Mary entered to Elizabeth, we are told that the baby leaped in her womb, that is, in the womb of Elizabeth, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. The Greek word baby, or actually can be translated child, it is ta brephos. And so from the womb, John is the ta brephos, is the child that leaps at the recognition of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, that he would introduce, who is in the womb of Mary. That same Greek word is also used by Luke when the shepherds are told of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we read in verse 12 of chapter 2, it says that this shall be a sign to you. You shall find the brephos wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And then there was suddenly with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory in the highest to God, and peace upon earth among men of his good pleasure. Notice the brephos outside of the womb here is the same Greek word as the brephos inside of the womb of Elizabeth in John the Baptist. And Luke, being a physician, uses the same Greek word to express human life, the child in the womb, and the child, our Lord Jesus, outside of the womb. Both show the absolute sanctity of life from conception and after conception by the use of the same Greek word, ta brephos. It is also significant that in the book of Galatians, we have the Apostle Paul being called to be an apostle from his mother's womb, just like Jeremiah, that he was separated from his mother's womb with the calling that the Lord had put upon him to preach the gospel. And he describes that in Galatians chapter 1. And especially in Galatians 1:15, when he said, "But when it pleased God who separated me out of my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me." In other words, Paul was set apart. A circle was drawn around him, as it were, from the womb being the source or the place where that took place. Paul was destined to be an apostle, just like Jeremiah, a prophet, by the Lord who had set him apart from the womb of his mother. And so, when we think of the idea in Judaism that you need two cases to establish a case, or three, here we have four witnesses. We have two in the Old Testament and two in the New, establishing the case of the sanctity of life from the womb. And when you think about it, to have stopped that process would have been to have stopped the very work of God's salvation in his covenant with Abraham, in his promise with David, in his work with Jeremiah the prophet, in the virgin birth of our Lord Jesus Christ and John the Baptist, and the Apostle Paul. All the way through, we see the Lord speaking in his holy scriptures of the sanctity of the soul and the sanctity of life from conception to the very end of life. In the book of Ecclesiastes, we are told that the soul returns to God who gave it, but at no point can a human take away and attack that soul that God has given without going directly against the creative purpose and will of God. And what a beautiful, beautiful teaching of Scripture in the sanctity of life from the womb to the very end of life, because God is the sole creator of the soul and the sole fashioner of the soul and the one who alone gives life and guards that life from conception to the very end of life. Praise the Lord for the sanctity of human life from conception throughout life, through old age to the very end of life, and the great creative work that the Lord has done and always does in the sanctity of human life. As a pastor for many years, we received a call some years back from a young lady that was contemplating abortion. Janet and I shared these passages with this young lady and her family, and after reading them and pondering them and desiring to follow the Word of God as a believer, we arranged that she could go to a house where other Christian would help her give birth to the baby. And then if she felt she wanted to adopt the baby out, she could. And so this is exactly what she did. She took the baby, took herself to this home, and they nurtured her and loved her. And she had the child, but instead of adopting the child out, she decided to keep the child herself and take care of it as its mother. And as time went on, Janet and I remember talking to her as the child had grown up and had become a wonderful servant of Jesus Christ. And as we look back over that, we cannot help but see the hand of God working in her heart and in the life of her child, and the great salvation work that both are able to bring as a result of believing and practicing the sanctity of human life from the womb.